first remedy for today's plumber met. Lead. Adapted to diseases from spinal cord, phosphoric picric acid and zincum, slow of perception, intellectual torpor, gradually increasing apathy, like in fever, think of phosphoric acid, weakness or loss of memory, unable to find the proper word, like anacardium and lacan, delirium alternating with colic. In physicals, there's excessive and rapid emaciation, general or partial paralysis, extreme with anemia and great weakness. There's lassitude, faints on going into a room full of company, assumes the strangest attitudes and position in the bed. There's muscular atrophy from sclerosis of the spinal system. There's spasms, clonic tonic from cerebral sclerosis or tumor, epilepsy or epileptiform convulsions. In face, the complexion is pale, ash-colored, yellow, corpse-like, cheeks are sunken, expressive of great anxiety and suffering. Skin of the face is greasy and shiny like natromure or silica. This distinct blue line along the margins of the gums are swollen, pain, and show a lead-colored line. There are excessive pains in the abdomen radiating to all part of the body. Sensation in the abdomen at night which causes a patient to stretch violently for hours, must stretch in every direction, compared with amyl nitrosum. There's violent colic sensation as if the abdominal wall was drawn, if by a string, to the spine. There's intussusception with colic and fecal vomiting, strangulated hernia, femoral, inguinal or umbilical. There's constipation, stool are hard, lumpy, black like sheep dung, compared with chelidonium and opium, with urging and terrible pain from the spasm of the anus, obstructed evacuation and indurated feces, dryness of the excretion, paralysis of or muscular atony during pregnancy from impaction of feces. When platinum fails, think of plumbum. In Bright's disease, colicky pain, abdominal is retracted, rapid emaciation, excessive debility and contracted kidneys. In female, there is a feels as if a lack of room for fetus in the uterus, inability of the uterus to expand, threatening abortion. Skin is yellow colored, dark brown spot, which is liver spot, in climacteric ears, jaundice, the eyes, skin and urine are yellow. In modalities, they are aggravated at night, especially the pain in the limbs, ameliorated by rubbing, hard pressure. Compare with alumina, platina, opium and colic, podophyllum in the retraction of the navel, nux vomica and strangulated hernia, podophyllum is the vegetable analogue. The bad effect of plumbum are antidoted by alumina, petroleum, platina, sulfuric acid and zincum. Next remedy is podophyllum peltatum, which is May apple from the family Berberidaceae. Adapted to person of bilious temperament who suffers from GIT derangement, especially after the abuse of mercury. Bilious attacks. In depression of spirits, imagine he is going to die or will be very ill, like arsenic. There's a disgust for life. They have thirst for large quantities of cold water like bryonia. Pains are sudden shock of jerking pains. Affects right throat, right ovary, right hypochondrium like lycopodium. In headache alternates with diarrhea like aloes. Headache in the winters, diarrhea in the summers. Difficult dentition, moaning, grinding the teeth at night. Intense desire to press the gums together like phytolarca. Head is hot and rolling from side to side like belladonna and helleborus. There's painless cholera morbus, cholera infantum like phytolarca. Diarrhea of long standing early in the morning continues through the forenoon, followed by natural stools in the evening like aloes and accompanied by a sensation of weakness of sinking in the abdomen or rectum. There's diarrhea of children during teething, after eating, while being washed or bathed, of dirty water soaking the napkin through like benzoic acid, diarrhea with gagging. Stool, green, watery, fetid profuse like calcarea, gushing out like gumbogia, jatropha and phosphorus. Chalk-like, jelly-like like aloes, undigested like china and ferrum. Yellow meal-like sediment with prolapse of rectum before or with the stool. Patient is constantly rubbing or shaking the region of the liver with his hand. There's prolapsus uteri from overlifting or straining, from constipation, after parturition with subinvolution. In early months of pregnancy, can lie comfortably only on stomach, like acetic acid. Pain and numbness in the right ovary, running down thigh of that side, like ileum tig. Suppressed menses in young girls, like pulsatilla and tuberculinum. Violent cramps in the feet, calves, thighs with watery painless stools. Fever paroxysm at 7 a.m. with great loquacity during chills and heat. Sleep during perspiration. Modalities, they are aggravated early in the morning like aloes, nux vomica and sulfur. In hot weather, during dentition. Compared with aloes, chelidonium, colonsonia, lilium tick, mercury, nux vomica and sulfur. It antidotes the bad effect of mercury. After ipecac and nux vomica in gastric affections, after calcarea and sulfur in liver diseases. Next remedy is sorinum, a product of sora, anosod. Specially adapted to the soric constitutions, extremely soric patients, nervous, restless, easily startled. Children are pale, delicate, sickly. Sick babies will not sleep day or night but worry, fret and cry like jalapa. Child is good, plays all day, restless, troublesome, screaming all night, which is reverse of lycopodium. They are anxious, full of fear and evil forebodings, religious melancholy, very depressed, sad suicidal thoughts, despair of salvation like Melilotus, despair of recovery. Despondent fears that he will die and that he will fail in business during climaxes. Despondent making his own life and that those of about him intolerable. Ailments from suppressed itch or other skin diseases when sulfur fails to relieve. Severe from even slightest of emotions. In chronic diseases when well-selected remedies fails to relieve or permanently improve. In acute diseases, sulfur. When sulfur seems indicated but fails to act. Lack of reaction with severe acute diseases. Appetite will not return. Great weakness and debility from loss of vital fluids remains after acute disease, independent of or without any organic lesion or apparent cause. Body has a filthy smell even after bathing. The whole body is painful, easily sprained or injured. Great sensitiveness to cold air or change of weather. Wears a fur cap, overcoat or shawl even the hottest summer weather. In stormy weather when he feels acutely restless for days before and during a thunderstorms like phosphorus. Dry scaly eruption disappear in the summer and return in the winter. Feels unusually well a day before the attack. Hungry in the middle of the night, must have something to eat, like cinna and sulfur. Profuse perspiration after acute diseases, with relief of all the sufferings, like caladium and natrum mur. Sleepless from intolerable itching or frightful dreams of the robbers, danger, etc., like natrum mur. All excretions, diarrhea, leucorrhea, menses, perspiration, have a carrion-like odor. In head, there is headache preceded by flickering before the eyes, by dimness of the vision or blindness like lag, deaf and calibi, by spots or rings. Headache always hungry during headache, amelioration while eating, anacardium and caliphos. Headache from suppressed eruption or suppressed menses, ameliorated by nosebleed like Melilotus. Hair is dry, lusterless, tangles easily, glues together like lycopodium, plica polonica, like brighter carb, sarsaparil and tuberculinum. Scalp is dry, scaly, moist, fetid, suppurating eruptions, oozing a sticky offensive fluid in graphites and mesarium. Eyes, they have intense photophobia with inflamed lids and cannot open the eyes, lies with the face buried in the pillow. In ears, they have humid scruffs and soreness on and behind the ears, oozing an offensive fetid viscid fluid. Otoria with thin ichorus, horribly fetid discharge like decayed meat, chronic after measles or scarlatina. In throat, there is quinsy, tonsils are greatly swollen, difficult, painful swallowing, burns, feels scalded, cutting, tearing, intense pain to the ear on swallowing. If it's painless, think of Baraitaka. Profuse offensive saliva, tough mucus in the throat, must hawk continually to not only ameliorate acute attack but also eradicate the tendency. Hawks up cheesy balls size of a pea of disgusting taste and carrion-like odor. Think of Kalimur. In GIT, the eructation tastes like rotten egg like arnica, antim tart and graphites. They have diarrhea which is sudden and imperative like aloes and sulfur. Stool is watery, dark brown, fetid. Smells like carrion, involuntary, aggravated at night from 1 to 4 a.m. After severe acute diseases, teething, in children when weather changes. Constipation, obstinate with backache, from inactivity of the rectum, when sulfur fails to relieve. In urinary system, they have enuresis from vesical paresis. During full moon, obstinate cases with a family history of eczema. In male reproductive system, they have chronic gonorrheas of a year's duration that can neither be suppressed nor cured. The best selected remedy fails. They have leucorrhea, large clotted lumps of an intolerable odor, violent pain in the sacrum, debility during climaxes. During pregnancy, most obstinate vomiting, fetus moves too violently when the best selected remedy fails to relieve to correct the soric diathesis of the unborn. In respiratory, they have asthma and dyspnea, aggravated in open air, sitting up like laurocerises, better by lying down and keeping arms stretched far apart, which is the reverse of arsenic. Despondent, thinks he will die during asthma. Cough returns every winter, hay fever appearing regularly every year at the same day of the month. With an asthmatic, psoric and eczematous history, patient should be treated the previous winter to eradicate the diathesis and prevent the summer attack. In cough, after suppressed itch or eczema, chronic of years duration, which is aggravated in the morning on waking and evening on lying down. Think of phosphorescent tuberculinum. Cough with green sputa, yellow or salty mucus, pus-like cough, coughs a long time before expectorating. In skin, driven to despair with excessive itching, acne, all forms, simplex rosacea, aggravation during menses from coffee, fats, sugar, meat, when best selected remedy fails or only palliates. Skin, abnormal tendency to receive skin diseases like sulfur, eruption easily suppurates like heparin, dry, inactive, rarely sweats, dirty look as if never washed, coarse, greasy as if bathed in oil, bad effects of suppression by sulfur and zinc ointments. Sorainum should not be given for sora or the soric diathesis, but like every other remedy, upon a strict individualization, the totality of the symptom and then we realize its wonderful work. In relation complementary to sulfur and tuberculinum, it is followed well by alumina, borax, heparin, sulfur and tuberculinum. After lactic acid in vomiting of pregnancy, arnica and traumatic affection of the ovaries. Sulfur follows sorainum well in mammary cancer. Whether derived from purest gold or purest filth, our gratitude for its excellent service forbids us to inquire or care, as said by P.B. Wells.